Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Miss Michi 101, where each week I bring you an influential entrepreneur that you absolutely should know. If you are just tuning in, Happy New Year. Oh my goodness. Like, we made it through 2020, the most crazy year that I think any of us in my lifetime has experienced. We definitely made it, and I'm happy to be back with my very special guest, Miss Jasmine Wright. Hey!
Hey everyone, happy new year, happy 2020, we made it.
Yes. Now look, I put it on here because if y'all look her up, you can find her under Jazzy Lynn, okay? She is Miss Rest to Go.
Rest to Go, as in where's my bag, because I'm Rest to Go. Yeah.
To go, okay. First off, I am just, I'm so happy that we are actually able to, you know, we were able to connect. Shout out to Coach Taylor J.
Hey, Tay.
She, you know, she definitely, when she first initially reached out to me, because if you all remember, she was actually on another episode of Miss Michi 101 from 2020, but she initially reached out to me, you know, in regards to Jasmine. And I thought that it was so sweet because I'm like, you know what? I didn't even know them yet. I hadn't even had a conversation with them, no type of exchange. But I said, that is a strong friendship and sisterhood. You know, the fact that it's just like, she wasn't reaching out on behalf of herself. She just like, look, I would love for you to connect with my sister. Mm-hmm. And oh, Jasmine, I was just, you know, and then it's like, I talked to both of you all and it has just been so amazing since we connected. So how are you?
I am amazing, amazing, blessed, happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I cannot wait, you know, to hear your questions. This is like my first live interview, so.
No.
Yes.
Oh, ma'am, absolutely not. Look, don't start off 2021 with no non-truths. Now, are you serious?
Yes, serious. So I am a super shy, super private person. So this is new for me to do this. Oh, and I am honored to do it with you. So thank you.
I didn't know that. I literally did not know. I could have sworn you had done it. I'm like, this is another one on our list.
No, so one of my goals was to do interview once a month on different platforms. And so I'm down to February, March. So I got three lined up for this year. And it's just to open up a bit more. You know, people want more than just the back. People want to know the person behind the back and the inspiration. So, you know, I just got to open up a little bit more and taking it one step at a time, day by day.
Well, I'm glad you're doing it with me. And I'm letting you know we're going to have a good interview today because, you know, like for me, anyone that comes on the show, I don't want it to be like, oh, we're doing an interview. Like, let's have a conversation and really talk about it. And I feel like that you are an influential entrepreneur because I'll be honest with you, Jasmine, I have not met anyone that is doing what you are doing right now. I haven't, you know, we go and we buy our bags and, you know, you might go to City Trends, you might go to JCPenney's or Louis Vuitton, whatever, but you are the creator of Rest to Go handbags. You create your own bag.
I make my own bags, handmade handbags. Yes, I do.
And I like it in the background.
Yes. They're back there. It's like a look at them. I love what I do. It didn't start off this loving relationship.
Walk me through how you got, you know, started with Rest to Go and, you know, what that was like for you.
Absolutely. So in 2015, I had a friend and he asked me if you could do anything to make money for yourself, what would you do?
Okay.
And so I said handbags. So he said, okay. About a week or so later, I had a sewing machine. He delivered a sewing machine to my house. So I was like, okay. So about all of 2015, I played around with it. I really didn't indulge myself in it.
Okay.
So 2016, January of 2016, I joined the police academy. Yes. I used to be a police officer. I recently resigned in February of 2020.
Okay. Girl, look, you was doing it all, okay?
I was. So, as I went through the process through the academy, I realized that I needed something, a hobby. I needed something, you know, to fall back on because I understood the stresses of, you know, my job.
Right.
So
right.
I picked back up my sewing machine and did some research and just started making little clutches here and clutches there. And it was literally freehand. I was upstairs in an extra small bedroom in my house.
Okay.
And, you know, I got it done from there. So it just continued to grow. So from 2016 to 2017, mm-hmm. my passion for it was there, but I kept running away from it. I kept making excuses for myself as to why I couldn't get it done. And, you know, and it was just, you know, it was frustrations. It was growing pains. That's what I call it.
So we all experienced it, Jasmine. You know, I don't think that it gets talked about enough that whatever it is that we're doing, you know, it wasn't always at 110% as far as just the effort and the energy that's put into it.
No, it is still not 110%. Every day I'm still learning. I'm still challenging myself to make new things and be more creative. So it's still a challenge, and it will always continue to be a challenge because I have to continue learning. There's always something new to learn. So,
right.
You know, right. I enjoy it now because I kind of know what to expect. I know the basics, so I can put the rest of the puzzle pieces together and, you know, it comes out perfectly.
Okay. No, I thank you for, you know, for sharing that, because like I said, the reason why my motivation for doing Ms. Michi one-on-one was to really talk to people that were, you know, they're doing their business. This is their everyday thing, but like, you know, to kind of talk about some of those things that we try to shy away from, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, I can even speak for myself. I mean, you know, with media there, I can't tell you. I do my show every Thursday. That was my first show. It was the Blueprint Radio. And girl, sometimes I'll just be like, all I want to do is go home and eat some tacos and watch TV. I'm like, I don't feel or I'm trying to pick a topic of the week, and I'm just like, I don't have anything left. I'm like, I've given you all everything, you know.
Exactly.
It's hard.
But you know, that comes into, so I always talk about breaks. I always tell myself, best take your break. One thing that I never do is I never create a bag if my energy is low. Mm. My energy is always high. You know, I never touch a bag because I don't want to put that bad energy or that low energy into what I'm creating.
Right.
I'm creating life. And I want to make sure that, you know, this bag of life is, you know, full of life. So, you know, when the woman puts it on, I want her to feel lively and beautiful, and, you know, that her bag is a part of her. So I have to make sure that, you know, it's created with love and passion. And, you know, so if I'm having a down day over Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and the day after Christmas, I get absolutely nothing but sit up in my bed, have 3 months of power, eat cake and ice cream.
Right. I text her, I'm like, sis, did you have a picture for, she like this, I have been chilling. And I felt that 100%. Like when I tell you I took off these last couple weeks, Jasmine, yeah. I was like, look, I'm like, I've been pushing through. I pushed through even through the pandemic, baby. I need some time to myself.
Yeah. And you know, and we don't take that enough. We'll take weeks at a time, but we need those days to whereas we can regroup.
That's right.
And just come back to ourselves. And if we, you know, if I don't, I have to have that. That's
it's necessary.
It's necessary. I do not mind telling anybody I need a moment. I need a couple of days.
I'll see you guys tomorrow. I'm done for today.
I'm done for today because, you know, nothing positive, you know, you want positivity in everything that you do. You want love. And if you're not operating there, don't engage and don't be afraid to go back.
Right. Yeah. Nothing positive will flow from that if you are not in the space, you know.
Absolutely.
Girl, look, you better take a rest. what I want to know from you, you know, since you've launched, you know, you kind of gave me that timeline and I appreciate that. What along the way has been something that you feel like, you know, you're the most proud of as far as with Rest to Go?
The process. I remember I have I gave up twice on WrestleGo, and I was like, I'm not doing this. You know, I don't have time. I was working 7 days a week. I'm also a mom. My son was with me full time at that time. So it was, I kept telling myself I didn't have the time.
Okay.
But this last time, Coach Taylor Day.
Coach Taylor.
March of 2019, I had moved my space from the smaller bedroom into my basement. So my basement is my sewing studio. You can see a portion of it behind me.
Okay.
So and she came down here. We got a plan together. We sat and we prayed. And from there, it literally took off. That November of 2019 had my first vendor pop-up shop. That was my first time presenting my bags to anybody. And everybody was just wow. Like the response, the, you know, the feedback. It was amazing. It was amazing. So it's a process.
They are beautiful. Yes.
Thank you. I remember when I was cutting freehand, trying to make a pattern on my floor. Now I have, you know, a sewing table, and I, you know, it's just so much bigger. So, you know, I just come down here and just stand sometimes, and I just say, wow, because I never imagined it to turn into this ever.
Absolutely. Look, girl, I love to hear stories like that. You know, it's just, let me not say stories because this is your real life, but I love to hear those experiences because, you know, sometimes even I sit and I'm just like this. I'm like, oh my goodness. I'm like, this many people are tuning in, or, you know, these opportunities are coming up, or this person wants to advertise. I mean, you know, sometimes I think that when we go into business, we scale it kind of like at the basic level, you know, and we, you know, I don't think that any of us know that it's just like, no, if you keep doing it and you're diligent in what you're doing, you can take it anywhere that you want to. Like your bag, I received a bag, and I actually, if you all tune in on, you know, on tomorrow for the Blueprint Live, I actually will have my Rest-A-Go bag as I, you know, talk to Jasmine live on the show. And, you know, just to show you all, like, this, for me, a good bag, and Jasmine, I'm pretty sure you know because you make them, durability. I need my bag to be able to go through some things with me. If I need to hit you with my bag, I need to know that my stuff not going to fall out.
It's not. It's not. You're going to hit and run.
No, look, we are not using the Rest-A-Go bag to harm anyone, but, you know,
unless you need to,
but no, it's just, you've got a good product. And when it's, you know, when you put it up against some of these other, you know, lines that are out, I'm like, she needs to be in Macy's. She needs to be in Bloomingdale's, you know, and it's just, so our businesses can go anywhere. And I think that's a great point.
Yes. Yes. Your business can go anywhere. And I'm going to say, don't stop. Don't give up your passion. It will continue to call you until you answer it. Woo. Those facts. So don't run from it. If you don't want to go hands-on with it right now, just do your research. Take notes. Do something. But don't run from it because it's going to come back to you until you give in. It's not going to let you go.
Now, I want to know, I know that we spoke about that, you know, some, you know, you kind of had those moments where you like, man, I don't know if I want to do this. But can you recall in your journey, you know, with your business, any challenges that came up that it was just like, okay, this is really trying to stop me at this point? What, you know, how did you kind of overcome those things?
So my biggest love-hate relationship, sewing, was always the cutting process. So when I started this in 2017, when I really started, I could not find patterns for handbags. You know, like I said, I was freehand cutting. The bags would come out lopsided. It was a mess all the time.
No.
And then it was literally like in 2018 that I learned that there were handbag patterns. So once I started using handbag patterns, and that just helped me connect, literally like a puzzle piece. I just connect the pieces more, and the more and more that I did, and it's like, oh, okay, well, I can do this freehand now because I understand it more. So the cutting process for me was a beast, but now it's easy. I have a schedule. I never make a bag from beginning to end in one day.
Okay.
You know, it cuts down on frustration. It cuts down on time.
That's right.
You know, it's like a production line. So, you know, I re-angled everything to make it work for me so that I'm not frustrated. And, you know, there is no rush bags and they come out quality.
Good. Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, and you know what? That's the thing is, you know, what you just said is very unique because remember I told you, I'm like, you are one of a kind, you know, in terms of your business. So I would imagine that it would have been difficult for you. You just like, well, I mean, what am I supposed to model after, you know, or what am I supposed to do at this point? Because it's something that was so brand new. So, I mean, I'm glad that you were able to find that because I think that a lot of us, when we are stepping out and it's something that's completely brand new to us, you do look to other, you know what I'm saying, like companies or other, you know, influencers or whatever it is that you're doing to say, hey, you know what, am I on the right track?
Exactly.
You made your own lane, though.
Definitely. And, you know, and don't allow other people to rush you. That's another thing, because back earlier, maybe summertime, spring, summertime, I had a friend and, you know, she was telling me, well, you need to make videos. And she was pushing me to do it, to encourage me, but right. It wasn't my time yet.
Okay.
You know, I literally just started making content, you know, videos.
Okay.
You know, don't allow anybody to rush you, but keep the idea in the back of your mind and use it when you need to. It helps you progress and through your own process.
Absolutely. And you know what? So you just said that, and I want to veer off just for a second because I really want your opinion on this. It's important. So, you know, at the time that we're in, so, you know, you all, we're in 2021, in case you see this at a later date, okay? Still in the midst of the pandemic, everybody waiting on their STEMI to come through.
Yes.
What do you feel about the posts that are just like, you know, get your stimulus and start an LLC and do all of this? Like, do those feel pushy to you? Because it feels pushy to me.
It's very pushy. And You can't expect people to be ready because you're ready. A business is not an easy thing. You will lose $600 fast in a business.
That's right.
You know, so if you don't have the $600 to start your business, and if you don't have a plan that's going to help you flip that $600 and continue to flip the plan, no, don't do it. Do it when you are ready. When you know, your money is right, when you have found your vendors, when you have things in place, you know,
right.
Do your research, save your $600. Okay. Yeah, it's very pushy and it's, you know,
I don't understand how we got to a place. Like, I feel like the pandemic has brought out a lot of stuff because I don't know about you, but maybe I'm a little old school in the fact of I don't talk about my finances online.
No.
Talking to you about it. I'm like, y'all will never know if I got my stimulus. It doesn't. It's none of your business.
It's none of your business. Yeah.
I'm like, why don't you and like the IRA, everybody just mind their own business at this point.
Pretty much. Okay. Yeah. And stay out of mine and my business and what I do, you know, with my money.
Yeah, I really just want, like I said, I know it's a little bit off topic, but I think it is, you know, it's on topic for the simple fact that, you know, we do have a lot of people that they may just be kind of like double dutching the idea, like, I don't know if I want to hop in yet. And if you influence them into a rush decision.
Exactly. And like said, they don't have anything. They don't have. Yeah. So take your time, breathe. It's a process. Enjoy the process.
That's right.
Don't be rushed. Don't feel as though you have to compete with anybody.
That's right.
Take time. Ooh. Do you be
y'all
your
catch self. These movies. Catch them. Catch them. Absolutely. You know, I want to know, now that you are on fire as far as with your business, you know, and then you, it seems like that the energy, the effort, the motive, everything is there for you. What are you doing to keep that motivation up so that you can continue to keep giving us these amazing handbags?
So one thing that I do is I meditate a lot, a whole lot.
Okay.
You know, I just like to step outside of myself and, you know, and through meditation. And when you bring that through, like the real world, I pay attention to everything. So I'm very you know, I'm taking pictures of everything. I'm learning people. So it's, I don't want to, you know, get off a track, but
what you look?
So you know, it's just taking it slow.
Okay.
You know, taking it slow. Patience. You know, I'm still learning. So, you know, people coming to me trying to, you know, figure out how to learn, how to sew, or, you know, the process that they have to come to me to get a bag. So, you know, everything is just that, you know, my business is good and also the customers as well. And also myself, you know, because I am the business. So just
good.
Yeah, it's just taking it slow. You know, and just staying present, being present.
Yeah. And it's so funny. I just saw an announcement that you made that you were going to be offering sewing classes. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. That's exciting. I mean, you know, the thing about it is that when you are able to, you know, kind of give back in a way of where you can take the things that you know how to do and your skills and capabilities and build someone else up, that's what it's all about. So when I saw that, I was just like, yay.
Absolutely.
You know, the people need this.
And people need it. And, you know, and people that have asked me, you know, are you going to offer sewing classes? And Corona is still around, granted. Right. But I didn't want that. I'm very particular about energies and then Corona, you know, coming into my house because this is my space.
Right.
So
I'm the same way, girl. I'm in my house too. I'm like, don't come to my house, man.
Careful. But I'm going to try it. I'm definitely going to try it. I love to teach. I did a few trial runs. They helped me build my curriculum. Okay. So I'm ready. I am ready. I'm ready to learn myself and I'm ready to teach. So, you know, it's going to be a process for everybody.
Look, don't worry. I'm going to be on there. I'm going to have to pull out my old little sewing machine. I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna... The hardest part, honestly, is getting the thread and the needle. I'm like, I can't see this small. I'm like, I'm legally blind when these they do it. But, you know, that's really good. Now, I'm excited that you're going to be offering those classes. I think that you're going to be able to, you know, help the next set of ladies because, I mean, you know, we got people we need clothes. There's a lot of different things that sewing, it is imperative to know, you know.
And it's important. And I hate that they took it from the schools. You know, when I was in middle school, I had home economics.
Me too.
For making a pillow and cooking and, you know, we don't have that now for our children in school. So they need it some type of way. And it's a very good craft to have. It is, it's amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Girl, look. Okay, look, you go ahead. I'll release those registration details so I can sign. What would you say has been the biggest lesson? Because you dropped so much knowledge today, but what's been the biggest lesson that you've learned since launching your business?
Ooh, it's been a lot of them. It has been.
Give me some snippets. I can take some snippets.
So one, don't give up on yourself or your talent. That's first and foremost.
That's right.
Two, do your research because. Save a lot of money by doing your research.
And time.
And time. Commit to that. Build a schedule for research. Put that in your schedule because, you know, if you're just at home watching TV, sometimes you might do it, sometimes you won't. But block out a time for that. And plan. Schedule and plan. Well. Without scheduling and planning, you know, it does your business no good if you are not organized. So
you better tell them about organization.
Yeah, that is.
look, I got my calendar right here. Okay, I'm like, look,
and mine is over there. Yes, it is always
stay in order.
Absolutely.
Great tips though, and just things that, you know, I think that anybody, you don't even have to be an entrepreneur or be launching something to be able to take that advice, you know?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Just, you know, just be your best self. Don't give up on yourself. We all struggle with procrastination, even I do. But know that you are so much greater than that, and what you have to give and what you have to offer, the world needs, and you are necessary. So,
Girl, I am just filled up today. No, it's yeah. You know, I want to know. You know, this year we have embarked on 2021. Mm-hmm. What's next for you, for your brand? You know, we putting it out into the atmosphere. What's going on?
Yes. Okay. So I have a list. So pardon me as I look over several times. Okay.
I'm the list queen. I'm like, yes, let's do this.
Yes. So, coming up in May, date to be determined, but May, myself and a business partner.
Okay.
Her name is Veronica Energy. She's another fashion designer here in St. Louis. We are collaborating and put together our first fashion show. So details on that coming soon. But again, that's in May. So save the date.
Glasses.
May.
It's coming. Glasses.
Get ready. Yay.
Lavish looks, okay.
Lavish looks will be in the building.
We absolutely. I'm coming.
In January, I have several pop-up shops coming up. If you're in the St. Louis area or from Chicago visiting, come down, Chi-Town. Follow me on Facebook for that information. Keep up with me. My website, please check out my website. restago.com. Check out my website, buy a bag. You can also order custom bags as well. I do custom bags as well.
That's
amazing. Yes. On Facebook, my personal page is Jazzy, J-A-Z-Z-Y, Lynn, L-Y-N-N, it's two words, and Restago is R-E-S-T-A-G-O. That is the business page. Twitter. I'm on Twitter as Miss Restago. M-S-R-E-S-T-A-G-O. I'm not going to spell it again.
Okay. Look, y'all heard it the first time. Okay.
Yes. Clubhouse. I am on Clubhouse. Jazz, J-A-Z _ Restago. And I am also on TikTok. I am making tutorials.
Y'all better follow her on TikTok. I was like, she just posted a video. I got to look at it.
Yes, so on TikTok, it is at Jazzy Lynn, one word. So follow me, join my journey.
Yes.
If you have any questions, please, you know, contact me if you're up-and-coming designer, up-and-coming seamstress. You want to learn how to sew, connect with me. I am more than happy to help you. Just let me know. I'm here.
You've got so much going on, and I'm so excited for you. And I'm glad that you didn't quit. I'm glad that you are here and you are situated where you are supposed to be. Because, like I said, you created a lane of your own. I immediately, like I said, as soon as Taylor reached out, I was like, I am interested. I'm like, I want to talk to her. I need to, you know, to do that, because I just feel like that you've got an amazing story. And I mean, you know, to know there's a lot of us that we go to these 9-to-5s and we're just like this. And this isn't enough.
It is not.
We need more. And, you know, so I'm excited for all of what you have going on. And again, much continued success to you and rest to go. Rest to go. Yes, but no. Well, look, well, you let them know where they can follow you all. Make sure that you all follow Jasmine. She is definitely someone that is taking it to the next level this year. And I mean, you know, I honestly believe Jasmine, for real, because I have the bag and you are going places. Your brand will be featured. I don't know what your goal is for it, but what I can see with my own eyes and having had the bag in my hands, it belongs in those high-end stores. You know what I'm saying? It belongs, like, you know, it's exclusively yours, but it's just like, you know, if I want to go in Macy's and I want to grab a bag, it belongs there because it is quality. And Yes, girl, you could tell you put the love into the bag, you know. And I'm happy for you, sis.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate this. My cheeks hurt from smiling.
That's what it's all about. And I, you know, make sure that you all tune in for tomorrow for the Blueprint Live, okay? Because Jazz is going to be joining us on there again. And see, we get to have a little fun.
Yes.
You all tune in. You know, it's me, your girl, Miss Meechie. You can follow me on all social platforms at Miss Meechie. That's MZMETCHI. I know you see it. Make sure you follow the Blueprint Media Company on Facebook and on Instagram and Twitter at the BP Media Co. Reach out. You want to advertise. You want to interview. If you are an influential entrepreneur and you feel like that you deserve some shine, or you want to nominate somebody that you know, make sure that you reach out to me. This is what it's all about, okay? Y'all be blessed this week, and I'll see you next time. Bye.